Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man, one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guest, Brenda Kuhneman, red hot is an understatement for her. Brenda, are you seeing in your ministry an increase in the miraculous?
Absolutely, Sid. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be with you today on the program, but you used the word understatement. I can't even tell you the occurrences of the supernatural things of God. I think we're living in a supernatural season where God is wanting. It's his heart. He's hungry to manifest himself through the most unusual signs, wonders, miracles. I'm seeing an increase of it. I hear reports across the world of people seeing an increase of it, but more than that, is this has been God's heart from the beginning to manifest signs and wonders in the life of every single believer. That's his heart. That's his total pivotal moment, is for him to fill the life of every believer everywhere so they can manifest their own miracles, and I love that.
And I recently interviewed your husband, Hank Kuhneman, and he is known for his prophecies on a national basis, on an international basis, literally affecting countries' destinies. But he said to me that you really have developed your gift of personal prophecy.
Yes, and one of the things God has used me in as of late is to give the pulse, specifically for the church, and where the Christian is and the Christian's function. But in the middle of that is to speak into the life of Christians, mostly, though, so that God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can empower them to be used in signs, wonders, and miracles. And so I love to let the Holy Spirit use me to prophesy to that. A lot of times when I minister to people, I will see a prophetic destiny over them. You know, God will say things like, you know, he will give them a name. Your name is known in heaven. Or I see you as, you know, got like Peter's name was Rock. I see you as a rock. Well, you know, God will speak a word, and usually it's their destiny. I'll see the word pastor written over their head. I'll see the word.
Excuse me, because I'm really fascinated by this. You said you see the word pastor written over their head. Do you literally see this, or do you sense it?
I it just depends. I've had times where I saw it flash. Sometimes it looked like a shadow. You know, and a lot of times, you know, of course, you probably hear this all the time. People have trouble describing their supernatural occurrences because, and I would like to talk about that for a minute, because sometimes the most supernatural things appear very natural, and we confuse them with the natural unless you tune yourself to the supernatural. And so, sometimes if you've learned to tune yourself to the supernatural, what is the most natural will seem, it will be supernatural. So sometimes I'll see that shadow, I'll see a flash. Sometimes I'll hear the words boom out from within me, or, so it's come in different ways, but I've learned how to tune the ear to that. So I won't go, wow, did I just think that, or was that an accident? And I notice the more you tune yourself to those things and you practice it, if you practice it, the more pronounced it becomes.
And isn't it interesting that my perception always was, well, a gift is a gift. But what I have found is that gifts develop.
Yes, absolutely. And this is where God wants his people to be right now, because every believer, I was having a time of prayer, this was some years ago, and I said, oh, God, you know, I want to have this face-to-face experience the way Moses did. I want to see you. And the Spirit of God spoke up in me, and he said, listen to what I have to say. He said, Moses would have dreamed to have what you have And I thought, Lord, my God, what are you saying to me? Moses would have dreamed. And he said, it is my intent for every spirit-filled believer, every spirit-filled believer is to be a walking tabernacle of power, a walking tabernacle. When Moses left the mountain or the tabernacle of meeting, when he left that, he left the presence. So when he went down, he knew. That's why in Exodus 33, he said, God, I beseech you, I beg you, show me your glory. Well, a few verses earlier, it said he had spoke to God face to face. If you study that out, it really means he was in the presence of God, not that he looked upon God's face. He was in God's presence. And what was he still hungry for? What was he still craving after all of that to say, God, I beg you, show me your glory? He knew whenever he walked out of that place, he felt alone. He was separated from the presence of God. And the Lord began to show me through Scripture. This is laced throughout the Old Testament. We see it in the Bible in John 7:37 and 38, that we are to be that tabernacle of power. We are in the presence. Moses had to lead the presence when he left the tabernacle. I have that presence when I go to the grocery store. And so if I'm walking in to go get gas in my car, or I go to the supermarket, there is miracle power ready to operate.
Brenda, give me a real-life example of that in your life.
Well, let me encourage this in a personal way. I had a story. In fact, I put this in my book, The Supernatural You, is I teach people how to have everyday experiences with the supernatural. See, this is really, really important because people look sometimes, Sid, for the sensational, and they miss the supernatural. And God's wanting to manifest it every minute. We had had, and this is kind of a humorous story, but I want to give people a real-life example. We had been having these nights of restless sleep. My husband and I, I'm not figured out, you know. And, of course, we, in the church world, we always turn it into this big thing. You know, well, the demons have come to try to disrupt us, and there's interference, and, you know, we come up with all these creative things. And I said, Lord, all I know is I have got to start getting some rest. We have too much to do in the ministry. And so I prayed in the spirit, and we went to bed that night, and I had a dream. Now, if I have a dream, whenever I have a dream, I know it's from the Lord. It's just one of those, I don't dream a lot, but it's a message from God. And I had a dream, and I saw myself go to a store and buy pillows. And I woke up in the morning, and the Holy Spirit said, you need to get new pillows. And I said to my husband, I said, honey, it's our pillows. He's like, what? You know. and this is that the supernatural can look very natural. You've got to be sharp, have a sharp eye to the Spirit. And so I said, I don't care. I cancel whatever I have. I'm going to pillow shopping right now. I mean, that is how supernatural it was. And I went to the store. And I thought, that's it. God, I'll invest. I'll pay whatever. I'm going to get pillows. And I went to a discount store, and they had only one of the good pillows left. The rest of them were $5. They were nothing. And I was like, oh, God, I'm trying to buy prophetic pillows here. And they didn't have any. Went to another store and found four. I walked up to the place. I found four pillows. Walked up to the place to buy the four. And the lady at the counter, she told me, oh, she says, I heard these were. Yeah, you know, I prayed in tongues the whole time I went to buy the pillows because I knew these were prophetic pillows. The lady at the store said, now, I just want you to know these pillows are so, these are the best pillows. I have heard the best, we've got the best feedback from these. I love these pillows. In fact, I bought some for myself. She said, I went to the other store, and she named the pillows I was going to buy at the other store. They didn't have enough. And she said, they were the worst pillows ever. Now, here's the thing. God will manifest. And we got the pillows. In fact, I got them home. We got the pillows. We had perfect sleep, never woke up with another headache. We weren't restless. We weren't waking up with circles under our eyes the next day. It was the pillows. And see, God will zero in. If you allow yourself to be used in the supernatural, God will zero in on something to us is trivial like pillows. But the way the anointing came and manifested, it felt at the time pretty ordinary. And so over something very ordinary. And those ordinary occurrences, seeing the supernatural in the most ordinary things, can be the very thing that leads to the bigger things. And so that from there, I realized, no, God, you have a place for every believer to manifest the miraculous in everything they do. There's something that you're wanting to impart and provide. That's why we're filled with the Holy Ghost, because he's that supernatural river of supply. For, and see, this is, I have a kind of a concern, I guess. It bothers me when people in the occult world are more aware of the realm of the supernatural than the church. And we're the ones that carry the Holy Spirit.
You know, the one thing if I was kind of summarize what someone will accomplish when they read your book, The Supernatural You, first of all, there is such a presence of God upon it, but you will convince that person that that same power that is on this, all the people they see on TV, on Christian shows, dwells within them. You convince people of that. It's a shame we have to be convinced, but you convince someone. What's the feedback that you get from people? I know it's a new book, but the feedback from people that have read your book or sat under this teaching?
Well, one of the things people say, I love to impart this phrase into people's lives. I love to walk up and say to them, repeat after me, say, I am anointed. And people will say, I am anointed. And
Well, I want to do this. I am anointed.
I am anointed. It does something to you, doesn't it, Sid?
It does. I understand before you even preach, you start doing that type of talk.
I speak to myself. In fact, I share this story in the book, too. I was getting ready to do a meeting somewhere. And in fact, I started doing this after this. The Lord said, you pray in tongues. You know, because what we have to understand is, and we probably need to kind of give the listeners a little premise of this, but, you know, the Bible says out of your belly, now notice it didn't say somebody else's, it doesn't say the TV evangelist or anybody, he said your belly shall flow rivers. Rivers, that's plural, more than one. That means there's a different river for everything. So I believe there's a river for finances. I believe there's a river that'll deal with disease. I believe there's a river that'll deal with emotional pain. It'll deal with loneliness. It'll deal with addiction. It'll deal with...
It won't deal with our lack of time right now, because I want you to get a hold of our brand new book, The Supernatural You. It's literally a handbook to walk in the supernatural so that you will manifest your own miracles, and a special tape that we just did called A Twilight Sleep, based on a dream that Brenda had about how the church and Israel must prepare for what's about ready to happen. And one of the most necessary tools that we've made available in a long time, special CD, Doorway to the Supernatural, covering supernatural languages. It's going to allow you to be able to speak in supernatural languages and pray for others to receive, all three available for donation of $25. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.